Hello, Cuzzy! Wow, Over the Line Podcast. Here we go. Special edition with very special guest. First of all, Tony Gump in the house.
Hey, what's up, guys?
As always, and my lovely wife, Trish.
What's up?
Also known as Patricia, also known as Miss McClain, also known as my handler. What's
yes.
up?
Yes. First, I want to know how John Bird moves around on this carpet.
You know, John Bird has special talents, special powers, I would call them, and he does a lot of things. So it was a little bit of a hassle to set this show up because when you're not used to coming in here and doing it, or if you're John Bird, there's a lot of finagling that goes into
right,
making sure
the
everybody's
outfit.
In the right spot. Yeah, yeah, the outfit. You know, there's a big discussion about Trisha's big boobs and
hey
how
now.
Do we keep them out of the camera. but it's hard because when you get new people in here, and you've done it before, but you have to make sure everybody's at the mic at the right spot, in frame, everything else, because there's certain things on the backside that you can't go edit. You know?
Right.
So
no blur in the boobs?
No, I mean, we could put you in a blurred box for the
well,
whole show.
Okay. Well, since you brought it up, we have to have some context. In the last studio, the way our table was placed, 3/4 of the shot was my boobs.
That's true.
And I hated that. So we had to zoom in there. So I just assumed we'd have to do that here, but this table's left.
We
fine.
Actually had to put an R rating on the video because there
that's
was
why TikTok,
so much
why,
tits in
that's
the video.
That's why YouTube kept taking it down.
That's true. That's probably what got me banned.
Probably.
Bird's out of pocket. He's out of mm-hmm. state. He's in North Krakalaki. So we viewed this as an opportunity to bring you in and talk about some of the things that you and I talk about on a regular basis, just sitting around at the house.
Right.
One of the things we've done as of late is we have watched this documentary, Quiet on Set.
Yes.
And I've brought it up a few times, Tony Gump. We've talked about it. And it's crazy. Y'all know how I am about documentaries. I love documentary. I'm not a movie guy.
Same.
I would much prefer to watch something where I feel like I'm learning something. Mm-hmm. Now, there are some movies where you can learn, like, that Obama movie, what is it? The yeah. last day. What was it called? The Day That Never Comes. That's a Metallica song.
I know what you're talking about, but yeah, with Julia Roberts.
Yeah, and like all that stuff's happening
right.
now with the boat crash and the
right.
you know, the birds disappearing.
Mm-hmm.
You could learn something from that because it's predicting the future. But documentaries, I feel like I always learn something, so I prefer that. So this was a great opportunity for me and you to sit down and watch something that's relevant to times like these.
Right.
And really, this came out before all the P. Diddy stuff started happening,
mm-hmm.
but it's kind of in that same world.
Mm-hmm.
For people, and you can just play this video in the background with no volume there, Tony, because I don't want to get dinged for it, but we should be fine. It's it goes through the days of Nickelodeon and the literal child abuse, and we got to be careful about what words we use.
Yes.
But the abuse that went on with these kids, like Drake, what is it, that guy's last name? Drake and Josh.
Right.
Amanda Bynes.
Right.
And several other child actors at the hands of people like Dan Schneider.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Yeah, you got to be very careful there.
A couple of other people. There was, and Tony, you watched some of the, or you watched the whole thing, didn't you?
Yeah, I watched the whole thing.
There were numerous child predators on the set
mm-hmm.
that got busted and then ended up back in the industry.
Working with children. Right.
And the dynamic was wild because you had, I think most of these kids had their parents on the set, but the parents were almost pressured into a position where they were separating them from their children.
Right. As soon as they would get there, they would kind of take the kids off with a, was it a PA? Is that what they called them?
Yeah, like a production assistant
yeah,
or
a
something.
Yeah, PA would take them, and the parents would be like in a holding area.
And they would hold it over their head. Hey, mm-hmm. these, you know, this, if you're the parent, like, your kid is paying the bills and you're making good money.
Mm-hmm.
So you come to this position where it's like, I need to play ball with these people and trust that they're not abusing my child so we can pay our bills? Or do I step in and stop it? And most of us will be like, well, we would step in and stop it. Of course, but we're watching it retrospect.
Right.
But that's a conflict that all of these parents had to deal with, and it, in a lot of cases, resulted in some pretty dramatic abuse.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, and it's not just the money; it's the accolades, the fame that they were getting. They were getting their dream job, you know, and they didn't want to lose that. So, a lot of the parents were saying, like, this was their opportunity to have their dream job. I wasn't going to take that away from them.
Yeah.
You know, but they also didn't realize how bad it was.
These kids were having a good time. I mean, for the most part, until the bad stuff started happening. Some of them came from bad situations. There was the one black kid that, you know, him and his mom, they came from the hood. They came from nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, a lot of their problems were solved with the money and the fame.
Well, and that's what he kept repeating during the show. Was my goal was to get my mom out.
Then these kids just get messed up on the backside, and they So that, like, what was it? The Drake kid ends up turning into a child molester himself.
Well, not full blown.
I didn't mean to say
allegedly.
That.
Allegedly,
a Lester May is what I meant to say.
Now, I haven't practiced this Latin stuff you got going on.
You want me to teach you?
No.
Just pick a word. Like. I don't want to show my Ubi's Bay on the Amerique. It's just like, it's very easy once you get the hang of it.
So, Orc Day?
Orc Day? Dork? Oh, you're calling me a dork.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, see, you got the hang of it. You figured it out. Who's somebody else that's on that? Amanda Bynes?
Oh, gosh. Poor Amanda Bynes.
This was, I feel like this started coming out before the documentary itself hit. Like, people are like, oh my God, have you seen Amanda Bynes on TikTok?
Well, a lot of that is a backlash from the Britney Spears conservatorship because Amanda Bynes was in one as well.
Mm-hmm.
Several of those stars were in conservatorships, and she was one of them. And I think she got out of her conservatorship either in 2019 or 20, and then she started filming TikToks, and that's when people went, whoa, what's going on here?
Tony, do me a favor real quick, and Google Amanda Bynes. What would you say to get the old pictures of her? Amanda Bynes,
Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just let's find some pictures of her.
And bless her heart.
Then.
Like, seriously, she's really trying to build a new life, so.
She was such a pretty girl, too.
She still is.
She is a pretty normal-looking child. Mm-hmm. And as she got older, I mean, she just, you know, the average American kid. And then I want to swap over to the video, one of her recent videos on TikTok. Like you said, she's been posting videos, and she's out here doing what?
She's becoming a nail tech. She's been in school to become a nail tech, and so she'll post a video.
She's just doing regular
people
stuff now.
She'll leave it up for like a day and then take it down and put a new video up. She's not leaving her videos up, though.
Yeah, this is her right here. This is one of her recent TikToks. And she, I mean, you know, I'm not looking to say anything about her looks because this is a tragic situation. But there is a drastic difference from what she looked like. She doesn't even look like the same person.
No, she doesn't.
Play that real quick. And this is just, what, probably weeks ago?
So today I went to Hollywood Beauty Lounge, which is the nail salon I'd like to rent a booth at when I get my manicurist license. Paola and Michelle did the best job on my nails. They turned out incredible. I absolutely love them. Oh my God. Check out the nail salon in Beauty Lounge, Hollywood Beauty Lounge in Hollywood, and definitely go to Paola and Michelle to get your nails done.
Yeah, she looks like a completely different person.
But what did they put her through?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's the... the crux of it.
Let me just look better.
And by the way, those nails, ladies, don't do that.
You like fake nails. What are you talking about?
Show them your nails.
No.
This is what I like, either regular, just painted, or if you're going to go fake nails, just a little bit of length. Once you get these claws going on right here,
listen.
It's gross.
Listen, Mr. Hair. Listen.
I'm just saying, that's disgusting. Like, don't do your nails that long. It's just
How
just
does she
weird.
Even use her phone or type?
Right.
I don't understand.
You can't even function.
Listen, she's a nail tech. She
How
can
do you
a
open
lot
your car
nails.
Door?
Listen, there are people that have nails that are so long that have charms on the end of them.
Don't do that.
Have you seen that? Look that up on TikTok.
I've seen some of that. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
No, yeah, Google long fake nails.
There's an ASMR channel. I'll send it to you, Tony.
it is inappropriate to have nails that long. How do you, and we're all thinking this, how do you wipe your butt with nails like that? Look at that. Would you look at this? This is disgusting. Don't do this, people. Could you imagine the bacteria that's under those nails?
Everybody would have to need a bidet.
Yes, you need a hand bidet.
Yeah.
That
okay,
you can carry
so
around with you.
How do I do this?
Actually, that'd probably be called a sink, wouldn't it? A hand bidet?
How do I do this?
What are you trying to do?
I'm trying to send Tony a video.
Email him at
TonyGumpIsAwesome.com.
Yes.
Is it really?
TonyGumpIsAwesome.com. No, I'm texting it to you.
Yeah.
We don't want everybody to be emailing.
If anybody wants to email that address, see if it works.
That would be funny.
Should I just airdrop it to you?
Yeah, just do that and I'll send it to him.
I just want to show you this.
I love the airdrop on the new iPhones because we can just clack our deals together and it just, look. Ding. Look at that.
The clacker.
The old clacker. Just a couple crackers clacking.
Okay, I got something here.
Well, part of what they used to do to get these girls in these conservatorships is they would drug them in order to tell the parents, hey, look, we need to put them in a conservatorship to gain access to the money. And I think they did it with, they tried to do it with Lindsay Lohan, but her dad put a stop to it. They did it with Amanda Bynes. They did it with Britney Spears. They tried to do it with Courtney Love. Tried to do it with a lot of people.
I thought Lindsay Lohan's dad was a bad guy.
He is a bad guy, but he stopped the conservatorship.
Huh.
Her mom was putting her in one, and he stopped it.
Yeah.
So, but I think that's what happened to her. I think that they were drugging all these girls, the managers were, to convince the parents that they were out of control and they needed the help.
What do you think happened with the face tattoo? Like, she's off her rocker, so she thought it looked good?
I don't know. I haven't looked into Amanda Bynes. I don't know.
Drunk night?
Or it could be them marking her.
Could be the Hollywood cult marking her.
They did it to Britney Spears.
They shaved her head.
Well.
Humiliation ritual.
I had two different. Britney Spears.
Before we get too far off track, let's look at
look
the
at
nail
the
later.
Okay.
This is what's on TikTok all the time. With it's called ASMR, and basically people just get on camera and start whispering.
Well, there's one lady that pretends like she's at a grocery store ringing up groceries.
Oh my god!
Or at a
with long nasty nails.
Not a grocery store, but a gas station ringing up stuff.
Nothing like a good old gas station lady with 10 inch nails.
Look at these nails with these so charms hot. On them, though.
All right, here we go.
Stop.
Look at those nails.
What?
Look at that.
What is she doing with the dripper?
It's this cuticle oil, probably.
This doesn't even look real.
It is real, and they stay on.
It looks like a Halloween costume.
Listen, she's one of many that do an ASMR channel where they do this for hours.
This is Freddy Krueger of the hood with those nails.
Okay, how do they wipe their ass? How do they eat? How do they do anything? I don't understand this.
I don't know.
They don't. She's sitting
she
here
probably,
making...
Listen, she's a big girl. She's probably got a tool.
She's over here making TikToks with a dirty ass. That's what's going on. She can't wipe. Hey, no way she can wipe.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, she's able to turn that bottle and everything, so she's getting used to it.
Listen, she rings up groceries for about 8 hours a night.
And she probably makes like $3,000 a week on TikTok.
Probably more than that.
Because everybody's like, oh, look at this freak. I'm going to send her $2.
Gosh.
I'm going to put you in some nails if she's making $3,000 a week.
Can you imagine once we turn on our tipping for YouTube and people are going to pay like $10 just to tell us to STFU?
Yeah, probably.
Which would be fine. I'm fine with that. If y'all gonna pay us, you can tell us to shut up.
Yep.
So, Amanda Bynes, just completely a complete different person. I encourage anybody that has not watched that. It was on Discovery ID. You can watch it on Hulu or whatever. Really watch that because it is, it says a lot about that industry and is as far as some of the major players that are still in the business today. For instance, give me that second YouTube video about Dan Schneider, Tony Gump. I found this on the way over here, and this was an interview that Dan Schneider did with some random guy. I don't even know who this is, but he's defending his actions after. This is after that documentary comes out, and he's, I guess, explaining why he's not a bad guy.
Hey, it's Boogie. I played T-Bone on Nickelodeon's iCarly.
Of course.
I got a chance to watch the Quiet On Set.
What up, Boogie?
I reached out to Dan to see if it was something that he'd be willing to discuss. I'm pleased to say that he said yes. Dan, how are you?
I'm okay. I'm okay. I really appreciate you reaching out and giving me the opportunity to talk to you about what we saw.
I like those chairs.
I'm really glad you're here because I believe this is important.
For sure.
He's lost a lot of weight.
A lot of things to unpack. But before I dive into my list of topics that I'd like to discuss.
Dive in.
Is there anything you'd like to start off?
You know, it's pre-approved.
Too soon, bro.
Pre-approved the list. Yeah.
Very difficult. Me facing my past behaviors, some of which are embarrassing and that I regret. And I definitely owe some people a pretty strong apology.
Let's talk about the massages.
Okay.
Watching the content yesterday, it was disturbing.
It was wrong. It was wrong that I ever put anybody in that position. It was the wrong thing to do. I'd never do it today. I'm embarrassed that I did it then. I apologize to anybody that I ever put in that situation. And even additionally, I apologize to the people who were walking around Video Village or wherever they happened, because there were lots of people there who witnessed it who also may have felt uncomfortable. So I owe them an apology as well.
Okay. So this, I got to imagine that not a lot of people know about this interview with Dan Schneider and Boogie, whoever that is. Was he in the documentary? Do we know? I don't remember him.
I didn't see him in it.
This seemingly is Dan Schneider admitting to what he did.
Well, how are you going to deny it? It's on camera.
Well, yeah, the massages and stuff. I just wonder, this thing's like 20 minutes long, so we don't want to go through it. But does he admit to all the other more nefarious stuff?
No.
I haven't watched that interview. I have no idea.
Yeah, I've watched all of that, and it's like Dan Schneider was there, and he did inappropriate things, but as far as like going off the deep end and the really serious stuff, I don't think he was one of those guys.
God, he seems like
he was
like
on
it
a power
though.
Trip.
Yeah.
He was on it. Yeah, he seemed like he was on a definite power trip.
Yeah, it was a power trip, but he wasn't out having, you know.
Yeah.
He was prone, like deep down he wanted to be a Lester May.
Well, there's lots of rumors that he was.
But he allowed people on his staff to be the Lester Mays and continue to employ them because they were helping his bottom line. Maybe he was a very competitive guy, like very hard worker. He poured his whole life into that job, and
I mean,
he
let's
just had
face
some
it, though.
Diddling tendencies.
No. It wasn't but bottom line, because he could have found 1,000 other people to do that same job just as good as those people that weren't doing that.
It's probably the stuff that we know in Hollywood where it's like everybody's got something on everybody.
Well, I think it's probably he did the same thing, allegedly, that the other ones were doing, so he signed off on it. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a big deal what these people were doing to these children. You don't just sign off on that, co-sign it because it's better for your bottom line. That's a character thing.
Diddler's
going
to diddle. As they say. I think I've heard that somewhere.
I mean, I don't know what rumors I should repeat just because we don't know if they're true. But
well, you got to do is say allegedly.
Well, I mean, allegedly he fathered Jamie Lynn Spears' baby and allegedly got Amanda Bynes pregnant and forced her to have an abortion. But I don't know that that's true. I mean, it's just the rumors. You know?
Well, that's how I do the radio show. I mean, most of the time I turn out to be right, but I'll say...
Well, you have a little bit more...
reports, say.
You look into things a little bit more deeply than that.
That's true.
Yeah.
I think the Chinese are involved in that ship, bringing down that bridge, by the way. I'm just going to go ahead and put that out there.
Someone was.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Future shows. Call me now for your free reading.
Hold on. The thing that tells me that we're involved in that is that we so quickly said we'll pay for it. The reason we said we'll pay for it is so there's no insurance company doing an investigation.
Yeah, they came out and said, oh, it's an accident before they even investigated
it. Right, but that's what I'm saying. Like, why would we pay for something that an insurance company should be paying for? A wealthy insurance company.
Yeah. It helps bankrupt the country quicker.
Like,
that's true.
No.
They pay for everything.
No. They don't want an investigation is what that is. I'm
no,
sorry.
They absolutely do not.
They do not want an investigation, and if that boat has to pay, then that insurance company is going to investigate.
What if Dan Schneider...
What if
colluded
he
colluded with Amanda Bynes to wreck the bridge?
That's what happened to get all the press off of this Nickelodeon thing.
That's what it is. We just figured it out.
Mm-hmm.
I got to say about Amanda Bynes, though, I always thought she was so talented, mm-hmm. and just to go that far down that quick was just a shame.
Yeah,
what was shocking is that, again, that Drake guy, I can't remember his last name, but he seemed like such a good kid that was just in the business of doing the right thing. He mm-hmm. gets molested by that guy, molested May, and ends up doing the same thing himself, and then goes down this road of alcohol and drugs and literally wrecks his life because of what somebody did to him when he was younger.
Mm-hmm.
God, man, just stealing these people's childhood.
Listen,
too.
And watching the dad... He was so heartbroken.
Yeah.
Like, that was so hard to watch because you could tell he tried and he was stopped. You know, he tried to protect him and he was stopped.
Yeah, if you feel like you're being rejected by your kid after you've put years and years of effort and blood, sweat, and tears into raising that kid and putting him where, in that case, where he's at for, you know, a career. Like, you've been by this kid's side every step of the way. The mom's a piece, you know? She's not that good.
Now, in that documentary, there was one guy, I think it was Pickle Guy or Pickle Boy, they called
God.
Him.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
So sick.
Yeah.
Putting Pickle in the old glory hole for that one actor, whatever his name was.
I'm trying to think of his name now. Writer, comedy.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Well, I think the problem with the dad in that situation is that the kid was of age to make the decision of who he lived with, where he lived, and so he made that decision, and the dad couldn't do anything about it. And you think about all the people he had, you know, the kid had around him to keep that distance, you know?
Yeah, and there's so many other people in the industry where we don't know for a fact, but we've watched them go down this terrible road. I think about Macaulay Culkin, and we were talking about Michael Jackson mm-hmm. on the last podcast.
Yeah.
There were heavy ties between Michael Jackson and Macaulay Culkin, but I don't think that's where, if he was abused, Macaulay Culkin, I don't think it was there. And it may be public knowledge that he was molested by somebody else.
I don't know. I know that. Well, I don't know any of this.
Yeah, you
for
do.
Fact,
tell us.
But that I'm pretty sure he had a pretty rough childhood with his family, which is why he spent so much time with Michael Jackson.
Hollywood is just an evil place, and if you put a kid in there, like, it's just going to ruin him. There's a video out there of Larry King, mm-hmm. Macaulay Culkin's on Larry King mm-hmm. Live, and he's talking about the Michael Jackson thing. And again, I mentioned it on the last show that you always said you think Michael Jackson was framed. Tony Gump says, you know, it all happened after certain phone calls that were made.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. Here's Macaulay Culkin saying that Michael Jackson was not what the media was painting him to be.
Well, a family friend, basically.
What happened at the house? That's what all these things
it's,
that people
you know, that's,
are concerned
that's what's
about.
So weird, you know.
What did happen?
Nothing happened, you know. Nothing. I mean, nothing, really. I mean, we played video games, you know. We you know, played
sleep
it as an amusement park. Well, the thing is with that whole thing is that, you know, they go, oh, you slept in the same bedroom as him. It's like, I don't think you understand. Michael Jackson's bedroom is two stories. And it has like three bathrooms and this and that. So when I slept in his bedroom, yeah, but you have to understand the whole scenario. And the thing is with Michael is that he's not very good at explaining himself, and he never really has been, because he's not a very social person. I mean, you're talking about someone who's been sheltered and sheltering himself also for the last like 30 years, or you know. And so He's not very good at communicating to people and not very good at conveying what he's actually trying to say to you. And so when he says something like that, you know, people, you know, he doesn't quite understand why people react the way that they do.
Why do you think he likes young people so
much? It's the same reason why he liked me, was the fact verbiage. That I didn't care who he was. That was the thing. I talked to him like he was a normal human being. And that's what, and kids do that to him because he's not, I mean, he's Michael Jackson, the pop singer, but he's not the god of, you know, the king of pop or anything like that. He's just, you know, a guy who's actually very kid-like himself and wants to go out there and wants to play video games with you.
I think that was a big thing about Michael Jackson is his childhood, much like these other guys, had it stolen from him, and so he was trying to still be a kid.
Right, and he stopped at that age. Yeah.
I got to tell you, if you're going to set up somebody, if they have like an amusement park in their backyard, it'd be real easy.
Yeah, yeah. It made it really easy to convince the public.
You know, when all of the allegations came out, I believed it. I didn't have a reason not to believe it, you know. But then when he started pushing back against the music industry and then ended up dead, I was like, wait a minute, something's not right. I start looking into it. They declassified the documents from all the investigations. He was not found with any incriminating evidence, even though the media was reporting that he was. There's a lot there.
Seems like, you know, when you start getting painted as anti-Semitic, I mean, we didn't really know it back then, but nowadays it's kind of like, okay, why are you saying that? Because it seems to be, it almost seems to be a cop-out. It's much like calling people racist has been over the past four or 5 years, even longer than that. Like,
right.
I don't like the way you think, so you're a racist.
Right.
And nobody wants to be known as a racist. Like, that's awful. Nobody wants. And they know, people that are using that know that, and they're doing it to hurt you, not to appropriately label you because you are a racist. They're doing it to hurt you, and they've caused that terminology to really lose its sting. They're doing the same thing with anti-Semitism. They're just using it, but on a much higher level than people like us. You know, they're using it to take down people like Kanye and people like they did with Michael Jackson. Who else? I mean,
well, I got a message today from someone flat out calling Trump a racist again in the message, and I'm like, with everything he's shown to not be a racist, and you still have people walk around there calling him a racist. You can call him a lot of things. You can call him a lot of things.
You can call him effing awesome. That's what you can call
but
him.
But I'm just saying, like, he does have his flaws. Like, let's stick with those, but people still believe it. You know? You know who sent me the message, right?
I didn't know if you were being literal.
No, I literally got a message today. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so Trump, people think I'm obsessed with Trump. Talk to a leftist. They're way more obsessed with Trump than I am.
Right.
They think about him 24/7. At least I take a break and I think about, you know, like making sure Trisha's boobs aren't in the camera.
Oh, God.
You
know? Stop bringing that up.
I just, you know, I think about other things. But so, yeah, Michael Jackson, I think that stuff's fascinating. I think, as we've talked about on here and on the radio show, how the government was involved with the entertainment industry and controlling people. We've seen what's happened to Kanye West.
Prince spoke out.
Prince. These people that have publicly spoken out against not just the handlers, but the powers that be in the music industry. And they tell them that on the front end. They're like, hey, here's the deal. We will give you the world. We'll give you all the fame, all the riches, everything you've ever wanted your whole life. But if you cross us, we will destroy you. Not just destroy your popularity. We'll destroy your credibility. We'll destroy your life. You won't be able to do. You won't be able to work at a McDonald's if you cross us.
You know what I was thinking about today?
Or you'll end up dead.
It's not completely off subject, but remember when I told you that I found it very strange that a lot of these celebrities live in houses that are extremely modest, like more modest than our house, like Drew Barrymore, for instance.
What's
her house
like?
Looking at me glazed over. Do you not remember this conversation?
I don't think so.
Maybe I had it with Peyton then.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I did. And I started thinking about it, and I was like, what if some of these things, like with what happened with P. Diddy, is that they then blackmail them for their money. And that's why these celebrities are living seemingly paycheck to paycheck when they're they say they're worth like $80 billion, $80 million, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? It was Peyton because we sat down and I showed him videos of some of these celebrities' actual TikToks from their actual homes.
Yeah.
It's not the MTV crib kind of homes. It's very, they're very modest homes. And I'm wondering if maybe that's part of it, is they give them the limelight, but then they take their money from them and they do it through some of the stuff that P. Diddy's doing.
Clive Davis giveth and Clive Davis taketh away. Tommy Mottola, taketh away.
I don't know. It was just a thought I had today. I thought when I thought about those cameras being in all the rooms, and I was like, what are you going to bribe Justin Bieber for? Or what are you going to bribe, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What do they have? They have money.
Random, there's thought. The money thing.
Random thought.
They've obviously got the money and the fame over their head, but they can straight up kill these people drive them to kill
themselves. But they also can tell them this is the narrative that you're going to have publicly. You know, they can control.
Back on the Michael Jackson front.
He's like, you took it left field.
I want to say something. If I had naked stuff of people and I wanted to have them do whatever I wanted, it'd be pretty easy to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could just say
the whole skull and bones. Just skull and bones.
More stories are starting to come out from celebrities that you know, P. Diddy was bringing them to different houses and hotel rooms where they'd walk in, it's a bunch of dudes kissing, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And seeing if maybe this person will go with the flow, get caught up in the moment, here's some ecstasy, blah, blah, blah. And then it gets recorded, and then he's got that over him. It's just like a Jeffrey Epstein deal. That's what this Puff Daddy thing is. It's a black Jeffrey Epstein gimmick.
Right, but what are they bribing musicians and celebrities for? What are they getting from them?
Control. They're controlling them.
I understand, but I'm asking, what do you think? Do you think they're taking their money? Do you think that they're trying? Because it matters, because who's running P. Diddy?
I think it's a lot of different things.
Because if it's just the money, then it may just be P. Diddy. But if it's the narrative, then it might be government. What I'm saying?
Yes, and it is the government. It is mm-hmm. the money, maybe for the P. Diddy's and stuff, may just be the money. But ultimately, it goes all the way to the top, to the intelligence agencies, to the deep mm-hmm. state, or whatever you want to call it. They're not worried about the money. They're out here printing money. They don't care about it. They care about a pro-government, pro-establishment narrative coming out of pop culture and the music Hollywood industry to the people, to keep the people of this country brainwashed.
Well, right, but I'm saying, like, okay, for instance, where the FBI went and raided the three houses. I don't think they raided the three houses because they're trying to hem P. Diddy up. I think they raided the houses so that they could take the evidence that will then bring them down if it ever makes it to light.
That's
Does that make too. Sense?
That's very possible.
Makes sense to me.
That's why they raided.
I mean, okay. So, like, why would you sacrifice this big fish that knows so much about so many people unless you're trying to get in there and get the evidence out before someone else does, a Trump, maybe?
It's why they raided Mar-a-Lago. I mean, they raided Mar-a-Lago allegedly because Trump had the Russiagate Operation Crossfire Hurricane documents proving that the government set him up. And they're like, hey, we got to get that stuff back.
But do you understand what I'm saying, though, is that maybe he had such big fish once they found out he had cameras in all these rooms that they're like, we need to get in there and see what he's got and get it back. And mm-hmm. that's actually what's going on.
Yeah, because they definitely, I mean, P. Diddy's been accused of being a Fed by Kanye West multiple times. Like, they didn't want to have to go down this road, but something forced their hand.
Well, and I don't know how much of it is me going too into left field. I question everything. I can't just look at it and say, okay, they found out he's a bad guy, we're going to go in there and take care of this. Biden's administration could care less about trafficking and all that stuff, obviously.
They like diddling too.
So why are they going in there? Is it because Trump may be coming in office soon and they know he's going to go in there and then he's going to have everything?
Yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying? Like, that's where my mind goes.
Maybe they found out that Puff Daddy. I don't like calling him P. Diddy. Puff Daddy.
I understand. I have a hard time, too.
Puff Daddy, it was rumored that he had a bunch of children in his house, and they all had just washed their hair with Purell, and the president wanted to smell it. And so they had to get all these kids out of their house.
Why are you so dumb?
Joe Biden could smell their hair. Another thing.
Wait,
that
do you think there's a chance Puff Daddy. I keep seeing.
Let's just call him Sean Combs.
Yeah. Do you think there's a chance Sean Combs was going to put to light something that they didn't want?
No, I don't think so. I think they made a deal with him and said, we're going to sacrifice you publicly. We're going to sacrifice you publicly, go live on some island somewhere for the rest of your life, whatever. We got to get in there. I think they went in there for the stuff that he had. Because it may be that he was trying to protect himself and got videos that they didn't know about.
Yeah, because you go down this route of, you just like the people in the music industry can't buck the system or they'll get ruined. Maybe our new OTL rule, his name's P. Diddler. So maybe P. Diddler is, maybe he crossed the government and did something. He's like, you know what? I don't want to be a Fed anymore or something. And they're like, oh really? Mm-hmm. And then they raided him.
I mean, could be
a bunch of things.
Yeah, there's no telling.
I'm going back, though, to the Michael Jackson deal with the kids that were around him and how Michael Jackson had to, I mean, it's becoming more and more apparent to me that the guy got framed. I think about Aaron Carter. And you can find me something on that.
Poor Aaron Carter that died in the bathtub. Yeah.
Yeah, he just recently died, did he not?
Yes, he did.
And he had a thing. You were telling me about this. He had a thing where he had relationships with Michael Jackson or...
Well, his older brother was in Backstreet Boys.
Right.
And the story goes, now this is alleged because I don't know, I wasn't there, that his parents wanted him to be an artist as well, which he was. He was just very small compared to his brother. Was his brother's name Nick?
Yeah, Carter. Nick Carter.
And that they wanted to jump on this whole, because he spent time with Michael Jackson, the whole Michael Jackson molested you, you're going to get a record deal for saying he did, and we're going to get a bunch of money out of this. And he refused to go along with it.
So the parents wanted to...
The mother specifically, yes.
And you think she was probably put up by somebody else, may the powers that be.
I mean, I don't know. It feels like her character was already like, sure, we'll do it.
She was looking for money.
Yeah. That's what it feels like to me. A lot of these parents are just in it for the money.
She a money hungry hoe.
But I don't know. I mean, that's just...
Tony's got us a video. Let's watch this. Is this Aaron Carter talking about...
Yes. Them trying to get him to set up Michael Jackson. Okay. Yes.
All four of them, I said, and I looked at all four of them, and I said, are y'all crazy? I said, what you think I'm going to do? Tell you that Michael did something bad so that we can sue him for money? That's what I told him. I was like, you're crazy. And I looked over at my mom, and I was like, are you serious, Mom? I was like, what is going on here? Why are you letting this happen? And she goes, I think something happened. I think something. I'm like, really? That man did nothing but be hospitable, kind, loving, giving, everything you can think of. We rode four-wheelers for 5 hours, me, him, and Chris Tucker in the mountains at nighttime after his birthday party. Him and I hung out and talked pretty much all night. Got a couple hours of sleep. I wake up. He's not even in the room. He pulled out a cot for me in his room because I asked him. I was like, I want to hang out with you. I want to be around. It was Michael.
Yeah.
I want to hang out with Michael. He pulled out a little cot or something. I laid on the cot. I wake up in the morning. His bed's made. There's a Queenie lady that wakes me up. I keep asking, where's Michael? I go over. He's got this huge statue figurine that Michael Jordan sent him for his birthday. Because he collected that stuff. Went and smoked some weed with them. Get in the car. And then all this shit happened when I got back to LA. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? I was like, I looked at my mom. I go, are you really trying to go at Michael and use me for a money grab? I was like, And I looked at him right now. I said, nothing happened. I said, Michael was flirting with girls right in front of me. Actually.
Yeah.
And it was hilarious because he was very charming.
I bet. It's Michael Jackson.
he made girls just light up.
He liked
blush, and he like, I saw him looking at girls' booty. I said, I saw you looking at her booty. He was like, mm-hmm. I was like, and so I hear these stories of like Wade Robson, and then I'm like thinking to myself, wait, hold up, I know Wade Robson, and I'm like, wait, hold up, Wade leaving Neverland? What is this? Like, what do you mean leaving Neverland? Like, I left Neverland. Everything was cool, homie. Like, what's your problem? Did you dream this up? Did your parents tell you to do this?
Yeah, I mean, they tried to sue for like $100 million, and ultimately it was dropped. They got nothing out of it, as they should.
Nothing. That dude didn't do shit like that.
Yeah.
Like, I knew Michael better than all of them.
Yeah, I believe even, everything even
Macaulay,
that I've seen.
If it was Macaulay
I'm not buying it.
Even if it was Macaulay Culkin sitting right here, he would tell you the same thing I did with the same assertiveness. Mm. And I looked at all.
So, this is interesting. First of all, how cool would it be to smoke weed with Michael Jackson?
I don't know if it'd be cool.
That
or
was
not.
One of my. I can't believe that one.
And they're just like, hey, man, we're kids. We just want to hang out with Michael. He's got a cool house. He's into it, you know, whatever.
MJ.
So you got this guy doing that. I don't know what else he had going on, but he obviously looked like he had been around the block with some drugs.
Oh, for sure.
He didn't necessarily seem high there, but it was obvious. You can just see it on people.
Yeah.
And he ended up being found dead in a bathtub, but I don't remember hearing anything.
He drowned. He wasn't high or anything. He drowned in the bathtub.
Okay, so is there any backstory to why he might have all of a sudden died?
He was speaking out.
About what?
Look it up.
Look it up. What did he speak out on?
I can't remember.
Aaron Carter.
I know that he was coming out about stuff, and so was Matthew Perry, by the way.
Mm. What, how should I put it in?
In a hot tub.
Why did Aaron Carter die? Okay. Let me just see what it gives us.
All right.
It says drowning. Scroll down through there and just see. People, BBC, Variety, Reddit.
Yeah, it's been a couple years, I think, like a year or two ago.
Yeah, some of those aren't going to probably not tell us.
Nah.
You almost got to go to page 10.
I can't remember. Yeah. I just remember he was a loose cannon.
Was he? I mean, he wasn't like in the process of making a documentary.
I can't remember. I just
else.
Remember that when it happened, I was not surprised.
I don't know, man. It's just something.
You just remind me of Anne Heche and then Chris Cornell.
Oh, gosh.
Anne Heche bit the dust, and I saw that video before. You can't find it now.
Oh, my God, where she got up and tried to get off the gurney.
Not that one, but also the video from the homeowner where her car went down the road full speed and she was screaming. Mm-hmm. And she was trying to get it to stop because they
You saw the gurney, though, right, where she tried to get off the gurney. And they're people do that all the time when they're dying. They sit up and try to get up off the gurney all the time.
They had her in a body bag.
Well,
I'm going to go as far as I don't even know if those are real firefighter.
Oh, no. You know. Yeah, it looked like set.
Yep.
You want a reason to not get an electric car? I know we all say, you know, it's fine. If you want an electric car, it's fine. They're cool, but don't force society. I don't know at this point that anybody should get one because it can be remotely controlled.
Mm-hmm.
And we look at what I talked about on the show today. What's her name? Not Elaine Chao, but her sister. Is it Andrea? Allison something. Elaine Chao's sister, which is Mitch McConnell's sister-in-law, driving her Tesla or electric car, she ended up in a pond, mysteriously. Mm-hmm. It's being investigated as a criminal deal, but that happens. She owns a big shipping company, kind of like what owns the ship that ran into the bridge.
Right.
After she dies, her brother-in-law, Mitch McConnell, steps down as the GOP Senate leader. There's just all these weird things going on, and I relate that back to being in an electric vehicle and something mysteriously happening and going haywire. I think, if they got a reason to off you, there's no better way to get away with it than to cause you to crash your car to your death.
Because
they're like, well, she was the only one in the car. It had to have been her that made the mistake.
The Paul Walker special.
Yeah, I wonder about that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yep. Well, you remember, it's been a long time, but didn't Obama, isn't he the one that did, like, the clean up the old car thing where he got rid of, you had to get rid of all these old cars and not reproduce the parts.
Cash for clunkers.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And back then, people were saying they're trying to do this so they can control the cars eventually and be able to shut them off.
I had heard that too.
Yeah. And that was like 2010
it's like
or
10 or 11.
Yeah. And they were saying the reason they were doing that was so that you couldn't, eventually your car would be obsolete because you couldn't get parts to fix it.
Everybody gave
theirs. Everybody would have to have one that could be remotely controlled.
Interesting. What was the reason they did? I remember it vividly.
They just called it environmental stuff. Yeah. I mean,
is that there wasn't some sort of economic motive to why?
No, she's right. It had to be about climate. And
it was about climate, but it was 100% so that they could, in my mind, control the vehicles. And if they ever wanted to shut down transport, that would be the way to do it.
Yeah, because we talk about how computers and electronics are in the newer vehicles and not the older ones. You start getting rid of that.
A lot of this stuff, I'm channeling John Bird. I'm wiggling around in my seat. A lot of this stuff takes time, and they know it takes time, and they're in it for the long haul. It's kind of like the frog boiling in water. If you do it slowly, people don't realize they're losing their rights. They don't realize what's happening. Whereas if you would to rapidly pull the Band-Aid off, you're going to feel it, right?
Yeah.
And so a lot of these things started taking place back then to eventually get to where we're going to be, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Can you Google real quick the why they did cash for clunkers? I'm just curious of the exact what their official reasoning was. Because I agree with you. I think it was to get rid of that. The rebates were passed on to customers as a purchase incentive. The program was designed to boost automobile sales and stimulate the economy. And the effects of fiscal stimulus, evidence from the 2009 Cash for Clunkers program. So this was, according to them, just something to boost the economy and help the car market, which was slumping due to the 2008 crash.
Well, I vividly remember them saying that they were trying to clean up all of the old cars.
I remember that, too.
And it being an environmental thing. I distinctly remember that.
Well, again, you go into one thing we always complain about. I say we as a society, when you have car problems, you're out there working on your car, and you're like, call this stupid computer electronic. And it's true. It makes it harder to work on cars, but also the more electronic it is, the more ability that an outside source is going to be able to control it.
Right.
By, you know, I was having this conversation with my mom. We were talking about EMPs and everything. You got that solar eclipse coming up on April 8th. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just a little over a week away from now.
Yeah.
And all this first responder stuff, they're coming out putting statements, hey, stock up on food and everything else. And I'm like,
why?
What's going on?
Yeah.
I think it's a test run, personally.
They also said they're firing up CERN on the same date.
Really?
Yeah. You've heard that, haven't you, Tony?
I mean, I know all about CERN. But
you heard that they're firing it back up on the same day, right?
Would Google tell us that? Or do we need to just...
That's what they're saying. I don't know if it's true or not.
Does anybody have Alex Jones' phone number? Ooh. We'll just call him.
Man.
He should know.
Okay.
Are they starting CERN back or something? Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Are they starting CERN? If they are starting CERN, that's going to make me concerned.
This is the only problem with us doing this unprepared, is that we're kind of talking about stuff we haven't really looked into to verify.
We do this every show.
I understand, but it makes me nervous when I talk about conspiracy stuff.
And you're just hanging out.
Yeah, here we go.
What's it say?
He was right.
Next experiment will happen during April's solar eclipse. Hit that Daily Mail article.
Firing it back up, baby.
Dang. The world's largest and most powerful particle accelerator is set smash protons together on April 8th to search for invisible particles secretly powering our universe. Okay, that's actually really freaky that they're
what I wanted to talk about tonight. I was like, ooh, we could talk about like this solar eclipse.
Going to be a lot of people that don't know about CERN, so let's just kind of break that down real quick.
Go for it, Tony.
Okay, so CERN is basically where they put the particle accelerator that, what was his name? Halms, I can't remember the guy's name.
Halms
Biggs or something like that.
Halms Biggs is it?
I'm trying to think of his name.
Your CERN.
Here we go.
Biggs CERN. Is your CERN.
So, well, and the thing is I didn't research it because we weren't. You said you wanted to talk about the Nickelodeon thing.
It's fine.
So, well, yeah, but that would be a cool topic for us to do.
Okay, so Science for Peace.
It says it goes back to 1940s, but I mainly mean the particle accelerators.
Hit the video. All Let's right. see what the video gives us. Maybe this will be a little explainer for us.
Okay, hopefully their website works better than their particle accelerator.
Listen, people around that area see CERN when it's fired up.
It's not wanting to go.
They don't want us to see it. Anyway, all it's right. whatever. It's yeah. fine. It's fine. It's fine. We don't have to know what CERN is. It's only going to be the end of the world. But yeah, CERN is
and they have it in Switzerland, of course, mm-hmm. because you can get away with a lot more there.
Is that where all the elites are going to go when it's all?
No, they're going to Antarctica.
Down?
Well, they meet up in Switzerland every year
at Davos
in Switzerland. It's the best place to do banking.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, they're going to Deutsche Antarctica
Bank.
When the
probably
no 100%.
So this and this CERN thing. There's another thing called what do they call the weather control system? What's it called? I can't remember. It's called
Solarius or something like
no,
that.
No, that's not it.
HARP.
Yeah,
that's
HARP. That's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go.
HARP weather control conspiracy is off in the clouds, they say. Go to that first. What does that first video say? Or this is fine. Just stick with this.
Okay.
HARP weather control conspiracy. Facebook post claims HARP research facility in Alaska can control the Earth's weather by vibrating metal particles in the atmosphere with radio waves. Now, why is that so crazy? I mean,
it's
that doesn't
not.
Seem crazy to me.
It happens.
The post, which is the latest in a string of claims regarding supposed geoengineering of our weather, says planes spray suspended metals into the atmosphere before the facility transmits radio waves to excite these metals and thus alter the weather. But the claim is false. Experts told AAP Fact Check that HARP has no impact on the troposphere or stratosphere where planes fly and weather occurs.
Okay, so this is the chemtrail thing, okay? And this is what Prince was speaking out about.
Yeah.
He was speaking out about chemtrails. Now, they've actually tested water, plants. They've done a lot of geotesting, and they have found these medical particles. So it is a fact that it's happening.
First of all, Tennessee just banned chemtrails over their state. In their airspace. Mm-hmm. So obviously there's something to it.
Right.
Second of all, we know for a fact that if the government can control it, they will attempt to control it. Whether it's your mind or your right to bear arms or the weather. Outside of that, just talk about the weather. What is one of their top issues on everything? Climate change. Okay, they're that concerned about climate change, and you mean to tell me that they have no concern in trying to control the weather? Of course they do. They're constantly talking about it. They're constantly talking. They're talking about what was the latest thing? They were gonna block the sun with some sort of device to stop the global warming.
Yeah, that sounds like a great idea.
Yeah, block the sun.
Then we can all get sick, have vitamin D deficiencies even worse, and all die.
Yeah. And Tony's going to say,
"Is that what sunscreen's for? To make sure we have vitamin D deficiency?"
Tony will say, "Drink water, eat your meat, and sit in front of your sad lamp."
I like Trish's point though. The whole sunblock thing.
Yeah,
though, I'm
sunscreen.
Not all sold on that.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's they don't want you with the vitamin D.
Yeah, the sun is the best disinfectant known to man.
Sit outside barefoot for 30 minutes a day with your feet in the dirt.
Yeah, she's in this business of grounding. Of course, she goes barefoot everywhere.
Well,
maybe not out in public,
but that's why.
I never catch her with shoes on.
But that's why I started, when I learned that, probably in like 2012.
Yeah.
I started sitting outside intentionally for 30 minutes a day. Mm-hmm. I don't do it anymore, but I used to. And I'd sit outside and read a book or check the mail with my feet in the grass. I know it sounds crazy, but it's fact.
No,
I mean,
a lot of people, they know about the grounding and the, what was the other name for it?
I sent you a video, by the way.
The is grounding and something else. Let's see here.
I don't know, but you know, we used to. I just airdropped it to you.
I didn't get it. You got it. Look, tap me. Ready? Let's tap together.
Hold on.
Now, this is interesting, though, with the sun theory. I've had two management positions long term. One was indoors, one was outdoors. And when I had the indoor people, I had more depressed and anxious people, mm-hmm. and people got sick a lot more. But the outside job, they hardly ever got sick, mm-hmm. And it seems like nobody was depressed. That, and there was like 40 people that worked for me outside.
Right.
Hmm.
We have a sad lamp. We've never used it, but...
That's sad.
Yeah.
Well, it's sad if you're not using your sad lamp.
It's seasonal affectiveness disorder, just in case you want to know what SAD stands for. And that's a fact that people are more depressed in the wintertime than the summer because they aren't getting that vitamin D.
You could turn to Seattle, too. I think they're still the suicide... Can you say that? Anyway, capital...
Suicide capital
of the country.
Country.
Because it's cloudy 62% of the year or whatever it is.
I sent you the a video real
when
quick.
When I first moved into this house that we live in now, I had a YouTube channel back then, and I vlogged. And I was vlogging yard work, and it was a beautiful, beautiful day. And all of a sudden, the plane started, and I recorded the planes, and within minutes, the entire sky was covered in clouds, and the sun mm-hmm. went away. You know, that's part of the reason why they probably do it, too.
Speaking of chemtrails, though. Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm talking about, those planes.
What you sent was Prince.
Prince, one of the times that he talked about chemtrails, yeah.
And this was...
I hope that's what this video is, because it looks like one of them.
What show is he on? Do we know?
I don't know. I can't remember. It's been... 10 or 15 years ago when I remember seeing it.
Let's see this.
This phenomena of chemtrails. And, you know, when I was a kid, I used to see these trails in the sky all the time. And so that's cool. A jet just went over. And then you started to see a whole bunch of them. And next thing you know, everybody in your neighborhood was fighting and arguing and you didn't know why.
People try to tell me these are fucking...
Okay, you can... I didn't watch the video. I just Googled Prince talking about chemtrails because I know it's something he spoke out against.
These are chemtrails, yeah. Yo! You know what's funny is how valuable that was for somebody like Prince to come out and talk about that, mm-hmm. but most of society would just brush that off and be like, okay, yeah, whatever, when's your next album coming out?
Right.
And so that's why they get in a hurry to silence these people, and then all of a sudden they mysteriously die. So on the next episode, we may talk about some of that stuff. We'll just kind of, you know, this podcast was created to just kind of go with the flow, but talk mm-hmm. about important issues as well.
Yeah.
There's so much to talk about on all these topics. We'll keep tackling them. So, Tony Gump, you got any final words, my friend?
Yes. Michael Jackson liked women and booty and, yeah, and he Boutang. Smokes weed too.
Yeah, that was. I thought that was fascinating.
That kind of surprised me a little.
He likes smoking weed, hanging out with kids, and big booty bitches. That's Michael Jackson still. What about you, Trish? You got any final words for us?
Free Britney. Still free Britney.
Free Britney. Is she still not free? I thought she was free.
No.
You need to free her mind because she's...
free your mind.
She's a little crazy.
Now, you mentioned her sister real quick before we go. Did she supposedly have the no-no with the Nickelodeon guy? The head of the class.
Allegedly.
Well, that's allegedly. Like, that's what... And people are even putting the picture of the daughter next to him to show the resemblance. But I know.
Yeah, that's creepy.
That's all.
But, hey, can I tell you one thing? That one of the conspiracies that are coming out is that the Nickelodeon symbol is Epstein Island. Have you seen that comparison?
Oh, my God. Is that true?
Have you seen that comparison? Pull it up.
We'll have to get into that.
We don't have to get into it, but you can at least just pull it up and look at it. But that's one thing that's going crazy on TikTok right now.
But Nickelodeon symbol, Epstein Island. See if it'll... It probably won't.
Yeah, it didn't do that.
Just see if it'll pull up an article where they're comparing them.
Just hit images. Don't even go to articles. Just hit images.
There's an article about it, actually. But yeah, you see it right there.
Oh, my God.
But even the spot is the same spot where the other little island spurs off. Yeah.
That is kind of surprising.
Yeah,
because
you see the little island off the side. It's just like on the spot. Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, that got me thinking now.
See?
Yeah, we got to do a whole nother episode on that. All right. Well, we're going to get out of here. Thank you, Tony Gump. Thank you to my lovely wife for hanging out. Can't wait to have
you
back in here again.
Anytime.
And maybe we'll get John Bird in here next time.
I would love that.
Because I know you love some John Bird.
I love John Bird.
All right, we're out of here. Y'all make sure you like, subscribe, tell your mama, tell your daddy, tell your big fat granny with a hole in her panties. Or maybe she doesn't have a hole in her panties. But tell somebody. Until next time, circus!